just more of just doing the same stuff, just more of it.
I think the same stuff, more of it. I always thought that as far as workout programs, I really got to give him credit what credit is due. It's really just he does incorporate a lot of the things that they teach you to do over the years, all your football training, incorporating conditioning, plyometrics, some speed training, ball training. He really does. He has a nice, you know, I would say a varied program. It really is quality. It's just hard. Yeah.
John deduced that maybe teams, not that it was set, but he made this his own production, that maybe the teams fade from 7-2, that, you know, and some second halves, you know, you were leading at halftime in a lot of those games you didn't win. He wondered if that had something to do with maybe an increase in the intensity of the offseason.
Well, I think took some of it personally, you know, as a strength coach. And that's what they tend to do. They feel like that's a factor. Obviously, I think we all took part in the wins and the losses. And Denver has had some trouble after 7-2, historically. And sometimes we have some midseason slips. Wouldn't always associate that directly with the conditioning. I think we all play a part in it, win or lose.
What was your offseason like football-wise? Did you ever think you're leaving or anything, or did you know you'd be coming back as a restricted guy?
I did not know. You never really know. Football is constantly moving, so there's a fluidity that exists as far as the business goes, and you have to understand and respect that it is a business, and you just never quite know. You're not sure of it. It's a transition that's difficult for some players to make, and I was one of those players coming from college where there is such stability. And you know where you're going to be for, you know, five years. For me, it was six. But you know where you're going to be for an extended period of time. And you see the same people and build these relationships. And it's a positive thing. But, you know, in the NFL, it's the business of it all. Things can change very rapidly.
Did anyone else express interest in signing you?
Yeah, I mean, Denver still expressed the most interest. So I'm happy to be here, without a doubt.
The business includes more competition every year.
Mm-hmm.
Got more competition when they brought in Paul Smith.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts when they signed him?
He's a good player. You know what he had done, and you've seen him when we played St. Louis. And you try to keep an eye out on the other guys in the league and who play your position. I think it's something that is hard to avoid, in all honesty, simply because you want to see who's good. You want to see the players that are good and what they're doing well, and hopefully you can learn something from them. A lot of times you watch other players and say, wow, I wish I could do what he can do, but hopefully I can do something that he can't do. But you know that Paul Smith is a solid player.
Has Mike talked to anybody talked to you about how the fullback position, you know, is going to shake up?
No.
Or, I mean, where it is right now.
They don't really talk to you about that kind of stuff anyway. I mean, obviously camp is camp, and one thing you got to give Coach Shanahan is that he uses camp as a deciding factor. Last year, Ron Dane came in here really number one on the depth chart, and it didn't quite work out for him in camp. Obviously, it worked out for him as far as having a football occupation, but camp is oftentimes a deciding factor. It's a very intense part of the year. You know, you're competing not only against the guys on your team, but you're competing against the guys in the league and show what you are about and the abilities that you have. So, I mean, I wouldn't say the situation is so different from that.
Kind of happened with you that way last year, too.
Exactly. So around here, you know you're going to be battling during camp, and all you can do is prepare as best you can. That's really where we are.
Were you around here besides last week, you know, in and out of Dove Valley?
Yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I was definitely in and out. I missed I was here until about the end of February and then took my trips. I'm sorry, I was here to the end of January, beginning of February, did some traveling, came back a few days in March, back and forth in March, and then, you know, about a week before we started training.
What I was leading to, I guess, is I've been around Jay Cutler, the kid quarterback who's going to obviously be a big part, if not the biggest part, of your offense next year. Have you noticed a change in him just through maturity, his temperament, the way he carries himself, same old Jay?
I wouldn't say I've noticed any gigantic change. No, the guy had a mentality that I thought was very well suited for being a quarterback in the NFL and this environment in particular. And I don't think it's changed. I wouldn't think that would be a great thing if it would have changed dramatically. But obviously he's getting older. He's growing up and maturing. So that process is going to take place. Hopefully, it's a slow maturation as opposed to some unnatural rapid growth.
Given everything that's happened the last few months with Darren and Damian, was it good to get back to work this past week and get focused on that and do that together as a group for the first time?
Well, it's good to be together with the guys. You know, obviously we haven't forgotten, and it's still in the back of your mind, both Damian and D-Will. I think the way that it worked out, it probably wasn't the worst that it came at a period where maybe football wasn't a priority for a while. Obviously the season didn't end the way you wanted it to, but at the same time, it came when the season was over so you could reflect on the importance and value of life away from the game. And so we all had a chance and opportunity to do that. It was unfortunate when we heard about D. Nash. I wasn't even in the country at the time. And a lot of guys came back and obviously attended the funeral services for him. But once again, you ended up with a little more time to reflect and understand that as important and significant as this game is, as effectual as it is in every aspect of our lives, it is a job, it is a game at the end of the day, and life itself is more important. And so I thought that not playing football, not being around each other for a while might have been the best thing, and now being back together should be something that's beneficial for us to continue the healing process.
Is this something a lot of guys talk about?
We talk about D. Nash, we talk about D. Will, because, you know, they're not forgotten and they're still on our hearts and in our minds. But it's not like we're not talking about exactly what happened. We're talking about, you know, remembering, you know, when we were, you know, D. Will was with us, you know, so sort of like that, remembering and just trying to remember. At least that's what I've done. Other guys, different situations, and certain guys were closer to him, and it's affected them more. And when you're around them, you can tell. You know, it depends really on how intense the relationships were, rather, with both of those guys.
I don't know if you heard this or saw it or whatever, but Mike Shanahan signed a contract extension through 2011. Now he's going to be here. How much is it stability? I mean, to help this organization, you know exactly what your system is going to be. You're not changing every year. You mm-hmm. got the same guy kind of in charge.
Well, I think it's been a consistent factor for Denver. Obviously, he has a wonderful track record. You're talking about, in all likelihood, a soon-to-be Hall of Fame coach when he retires, just to be honest, you know. Right. What you have to understand, I think, is that it's really more detrimental to the teams that have to go through coaching changes consistently and all the time, and they don't have that. I think it's something that a team like Pittsburgh has really benefited from, a team like Denver has benefited from. Teams with really long tenured coaches, Dallas when they had Landry. I mean, just the team benefits greatly during the process. One day, obviously, he won't be able to be the head coach of Denver Broncos anymore. They're going to make a transition, and that's going to, you know, be tumultuous because change is oftentimes that. But right now, I think the organization and the players benefit from having a consistent guy at the helm who is, in all honesty, just really good at his job.
Right. And it probably also helps you free agents who are looking at Denver probably think to themselves, well, I know he's going to be here. You know, I mean,
yes.
They're not going to have to deal with the coaching change. Mm-hmm. Probably.
You know? Yeah, that's true.
What has he meant to you personally since the first year you were with Carolina and the Giants, and then they picked you up, and you've been here pretty much ever since?
Well, there was a little back and forth for me in 2003, but one thing you love about Denver, no matter what happens, no matter how steep the competition is, or if you get moved, somebody gets moved ahead of you, one thing Denver has given to me is the opportunity to play football in the NFL. And very few other teams really were thinking that seriously about giving me that chance, and you appreciate that. You know, this is a rough business on a good day. And just having somebody say, hey, we think you're good enough to get a chance to play and to show us what you've got, so go out there and do it, that's something you can appreciate.